Happy Thanksgiving. Are you preparing for your feast right now? Are you on the road or getting ready to head over the river and through the woods? Maybe you're working today. Join the club. Whatever the case may be, we are thankful that you are joining us as we talk about gratitude during this first hour on this Thanksgiving morning. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, November 28th. What are you thankful for on this Thanksgiving Day? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest this hour interviewed more than 50 celebrities for his book, On Gratitude. And we will share some of their gratitude this hour. And we will discuss how an attitude of gratitude can help us in our lives. Our guest is Todd Aaron Jensen. He's a journalist, a writer, a yoga teacher. He is the author of Learning to Breathe and On Gratitude, which inspired the world's largest gratitude list. And we have posted that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, where you can go and get a little inspiration and post a gratitude of your own. I am grateful Todd has agreed to join us today at 4 o'clock in the morning, his time. Happy Thanksgiving, Todd, and thank you so much for being with us.
Happy Thanksgiving, Joy. Thank you so much for having me. And I'll be honest, at 4 in the morning, I'm not wearing my tuxedo for this interview.
That's fine. I have a Green Bay Packers sweatshirt on, so that's okay.
What I'm wearing will be our little secret. Yeah.
So where did your interest in gratitude come from?
I came to it about a decade ago now. Like most people, I experienced a moment in my life where the wheels just completely came off the wagon. It was a bad country western song. It was the broken marriage, the leaky roof, the runaway dog, the van that wouldn't start. I mean, it was everything kind of all at once in a very concentrated period of time. And I, of course, felt terrible. I felt completely lost and adrift in my life. I had no idea what to do. And an old friend of mine that I hadn't spoken to in about 10 years, she said, "You know what you are? You're going through a hard time right now, but you're still the richest man I know." And I thought she was insane. And then I thought about what she said, and she added on to it a little bit. She said, "Why don't you start counting the blessings? Why don't you start counting the things that you do have instead of the things that you don't have?" And again, I thought she was insane. Mm-hmm. Like, this is ridiculous. But I started doing it. And I realized by the end of a couple of weeks, as silly as it felt those first couple of days of doing it, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? This is ridiculous. I realized that she was right. I really was the richest man I know. I have an abundance in my life, as we all do, no matter how dark the days, no matter how challenging the hours. I found gratitude in my life. And when I found that, I started hearing everything differently in my life, in my professional life and in my personal life. And what I realized was that the stories that people were telling me, they were expressions of gratitude also. And so I put all that together into this book.
Yeah, and you say that gratitude is essential. Why is gratitude so essential?
Well, Aesop says that gratitude is the sign of noble souls. And it may not be of great concern to a lot of us to live a noble life, but I think to a lot of us it probably does kind of matter. So there's that. It's just a great way to live, to say thank you. It's good manners, for one thing. So when somebody passes the gravy today, make sure you say thank you. But there's other really interesting stuff going on here about the science of gratitude. A friend of mine, Dr. Robert Emmons from UC Davis, published a book called Thanks, How the New Science of Gratitude Can Make You Happier. And this book is a result of over a decade of research that he and his colleagues up north have done. They talked to a wide range of people, all ages, genders, races, and spiritual affiliations over a 10-year period. What they found was that the sense of well-being these people experienced when they counted their blessings with even a casual frequency was extraordinary. And what I mean by that is writing a 3-item gratitude list just once a week for 3 months has led these test subjects to feeling up to 35% healthier in mind and body, happier, more fulfilled, and more energetic, not to mention more deeply connected with other human beings.
Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty great stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, I, for the first time this year, did the, it was a 30-day gratitude challenge or an attitude of gratitude, and thought about something I was grateful for every day. And I posted it on Facebook. And sometimes it was something very, I don't want to say silly, but, you know, I'm thankful for pie, you know. But
sure, of course.
And sometimes it was much more profound than that. And I have to admit, it really was a great experience. And I'm still, every day there was something that I was able to think about that I was grateful for. And I could see how this could multiply.
Absolutely. And it's really that simple. I mean, it doesn't necessarily need to be profound. In fact, in my heart, the silly and the sacred live right next door to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for people, you know, when they're trying to come up with a gratitude list, sometimes it sounds like homework. But if you really just stop and breathe for a moment, you'll come up with something. And it might be something as simple as your children. It might be something as silly as pie. It might be the fact that you survived cancer, or the fact that you still feel connected to loved ones you've lost. The range is limitless. You can be thankful for anything.
That was my gratitude yesterday. My dad passed away 25 years ago yesterday, and that was my gratitude, that I still felt that connection, and I was grateful for all he taught me, from, you know, playing sheepshead to trying his best to teach me how to bowl, and it was that was exactly what my gratitude was yesterday. So you interviewed a lot of celebrities for your book on gratitude, a really long list of famous people. Why interview celebrities on gratitude?
Well, celebrities are part of my professional wheelhouse. I've worked as an entertainment journalist for 20 years, and so these are most commonly the voices that are available to me professionally. And when I started putting this book together, when people started hearing about the project I was working on, people wanted to get on that train, which is pretty great. I think that, you know, a lot of people have asked me, why talk to celebrities, or why should I listen to Jeff Bridges talk about what he's grateful for? He's a multimillionaire who lives in Santa Barbara on the beach. These are our heroes. These are our icons, our idols. These are the people we look up to. And I think that what they've shared in this book, which is kind of fresh and original to people who just read about them in magazines, is a real deep vulnerability, a very deep humanity, a willingness to express personal and private thoughts in such a way that I think inspires the rest of us to count our blessings. If we're going to all start twerking like Miley Cyrus because she's out there in the media, then maybe the 50 celebrities in this book can inspire us to be grateful.
You know, I can imagine with one of the first ones on your subtitle, Sheryl Crow, that she has a lot to be grateful for with surviving breast cancer. Can you share some of the most memorable responses that you got?
Of course, absolutely. I mean, there are so many wild stories in here, and we were just talking about the silliness of pie, but the stories in this book, they do really vacillate between the silly and the sacred. Sheryl Crow, very grateful for surviving cancer. Ray Bradbury, very grateful for being called an SOB by W.C. Fields when he was a child.
Really?
Ray Bradbury used to roller skate up and down Santa Monica Boulevard. This is back in the 1930s. And he ran into W.C. Fields one day and was dubbed
an SOB.
An SOB.
Well, we all heard about W.C. Fields not appreciating children all the time.
Well, not even did he appreciate Ray Bradbury. There's Forrest Whitaker, who is grateful for dancing with child soldiers in Uganda. Another Ray Bradbury one that really sticks out of my mind. He was unexpectedly and romantically approached on a train by Bo Derek. John Updike, who was able to transform some overwhelming grief into the Rabbit book series. People grateful for mint chip ice cream, for being an 11th-hour obstetrician in a third-world country. This is the actress Kristen Bell, who was in South America several years ago, and a woman went into labor, and she had no choice but to deliver the baby herself.
You know, this, I'm sorry, this, your book then, I'm curious, it led to what is called the largest gratitude list with over 3,500 entries. So people can go to your website on gratitude and share their own?
Yes, the website is actually thegratitudelist.org, all one word, thegratitudelist.org. What happened is, my hometown, the city of Burbank, chose On Gratitude as their One City, One Book, their book of the year in 2011, which was the city's 100th birthday.
Wow.
And we did 6 weeks of special events surrounding gratitude. We had a number of celebrities and special guests come out and join me. We did onstage interviews. We did a number of talks. And the entire event culminated with the assemblage of the world's largest gratitude list. What we did was we solicited gratitude lists from everybody around the country, as well as all of the people in Burbank. And we came up with 3,500 lists. They were all put together on pieces of paper. We taped them together, and we ended up circling the library almost two times over. It was a really terrific thing. And then what I did on the other side of that was I took all of the lists and I taped them to my back wall at my home with my son's help. And we took a photograph. And I now have that photograph of all 3,500 gratitude lists blown up. It's about 4 feet by 3 feet. And it's just, it's a work of art. And it was created by people I don't even know. And I love it.
We are talking about gratitude this hour. What are you grateful for on this Thanksgiving Day? How important is it to cultivate gratitude in our lives? 1-800-642-1234. Share your gratitude and maybe inspire others to do as well. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Todd Aaron Jensen. He is author of the book On Gratitude. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. So what do you have to be grateful for on this Thanksgiving? We are talking with Todd Aaron Jensen, who is the author of On Gratitude. His articles have appeared in more than 100 other publications, including GQ, Esquire, and American Way. His book inspired the world's largest gratitude list, thegratitudelist.org, and we are talking about the importance of gratitude and welcoming your gratitudes. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, here we go. We have listeners who want to share a gratitude. John in Richland Center. Hi, John. What are you thankful for or grateful for today?
I'm grateful for my grandparents, my parents, and my children, and the Joy Cardine Show.
Oh, you're so sweet, John. Thank you so much. What are you going to be doing for Thanksgiving today, John?
Well, I'm just going to be working around the shop.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being grateful for your family and for this show. That makes me feel good. And that's another thing, Todd. I think when you share a gratitude, it not only makes you happier, it makes somebody else happier, too, sometimes.
You're right, Joy. That's a beautiful thing about gratitude is it's kind of contagious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the feeling of positivity that happens here is really, really, it spreads. You say thank you, and that feels good. And then somebody spreads that gratitude to somebody else. I think one of the greatest quotes that I heard in writing this book came from the singer Alicia Keys. She says that giving is the greatest way to live a life.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be an item from a big box store, to reference your commercial.
Right.
Sometimes the greatest gift we can give is thank you. And another great gift we can give is to listen. Just to listen. I think most of us really just want to be heard and held. And sometimes just listening is an amazing gift.
I agree. Corrine in Richland Center. Oh, another Richland Center caller. Hi, Corrine.
Yes, I guess we're still up or all up. I don't know. I'm thankful for many things. I have always had bad eyes, and recently I've had both my cataracts done. I don't have new glasses yet, but I can hardly wait. And then my children are all over the nation. They may be in another country for all I know. I've been alone for like 30-some years, but I have come up with the latest idea of my own. I have been going through my closet. I do not like wire hangers and plastic hangers. Pardon me. So what I have done is I've been collecting wooden hangers. I have been writing little notes on there, and the little things say, I get the last word, and you get to read it. And it may be a little joke like, Sarah, I like your cookies, or something. So when they take my clothes down, they get to read these little quotes I make.
Well, that's very sweet, Corrine, and I'm very happy that your cataract surgery was a success, and now I understand you're seeing better than you have in a very long time.
Yes, I just had it done Monday, the second one, and it's a little scratchy, but I have to go back Tuesday again. But I have always had bad eyes, and I've doctored in Madison and Richland Center both, and I'm just very pleased at what God's done for me.
Oh,
for everything.
Thank you so much. And happy Thanksgiving, Corrine. Thank you so
much.
Well, Todd, what do you say about that?
I think it's fantastic. You know, it's such a wonderful thing when we can make play of our work or when we can have fun in the mundane. And it sounds like Corrine's done an excellent job with that.
Yes,
and thank goodness she can see, because that means she can read.
That's right. That's right. Mike in Madison is with us now. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm grateful for two things, especially this morning, is Wisconsin Public Land and Wisconsin Public Radio. It's so phenomenal, the use of land in Wisconsin that we have access to. If someone who grew up in Chicago don't have a whole lot of public land use, and it's very nice to have. I'm headed out hunting here this morning, getting a late start, but it's just so nice to be able to come up and have public access to go hiking, hunting, horseback riding, water skiing, you name it. Wisconsin's awesome for its public land use. And I also have one of the best public radio stations in the country. I get to air as much educational and social radio as possible, and it's, you guys do a phenomenal job. So I'm most appreciative of public radio and Wisconsin public land.
You are so wonderful, Mike. You're awesome. And good luck deer hunting. Do you listen to Wisconsin public radio when you're, you know, on your deer stand?
I don't. I pay attention to what's around
right,
me.
Right.
But I do listen to it just about every day at work. I force my coworkers who aren't in talk radio to actually learn something on the job.
Well, we appreciate that, and I truly appreciate your kind words, too. So public land and our abundant natural resources and nature here in Wisconsin, that's a wonderful gratitude. Todd?
Public radio, not to get political, we've got to keep it alive. one of our greatest resources here in the country, along with our public libraries, which is something that a number of people in On Gratitude express thanks for. I mean, were it not for public libraries, Fahrenheit 451 would never have been written by Ray Bradbury.
Yeah. Ellen, on her way to work today, says she's a nurse. She works in an intensive care unit.
Wow.
And she is grateful that she works with such wonderful people, or this would be, well, she says, a really crappy day to be at work. But instead, they have a potluck planned, and she's looking forward to working in the intensive care unit today. Ellen, thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you for all you do. Wow. That's, can't get much better than that. You're saving lives, Todd, and she's sharing her gratitude because she loves her coworkers. So that's a nice thing, too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, what are you, we have a minute before a news break, Todd. What's on your gratitude list today?
I've got three extraordinary sons, Hunter, Hayden, and Julian, and they are better, smarter, wiser, kinder, more compassionate men than I could ever imagine being. They're with me full time, and they're just extraordinary young men, and I'm very grateful for them. I'm grateful for the Marx Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for my curiosity, which guides me through this life, both personally and professionally. My parents, my Aunt Glo, my brother. I'm grateful for Lightning, and she knows who she is. I'm so grateful for the ability to do what I love for a living. I wanted to do this since I was 7 years old. I told my parents, I'm going to be a writer when I grow up. And I have been now for many, many years. And it keeps a roof over our heads, so I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for my good health. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here with you this morning. The list goes on and on. I mean, I'm a very grateful man. It says so in my biography.
And we are grateful you are with us, too. And Todd Aaron Jensen will stay with us after we check news to talk about gratitude. He is the author of On Gratitude. And we're talking about how to cultivate gratitude in our lives and how important it is, and asking you, what are you grateful for? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Happy Thanksgiving. We are talking about what we are thankful for this year. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Thursday, November 28th. I am grateful we have an excellent guest who is an expert on gratitude, who is joining us on this holiday extra early from the West Coast. And I am grateful for all of your calls and your emails and posts on what you are grateful for. We will continue discussing gratitude and take more of your calls at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org talking about why gratitude is so important and how we can do it. We'll talk more about how we can cultivate gratitude with Todd Aaron Jensen, a journalist, a writer, a yoga teacher. He is the author of Learning to Breathe and On Gratitude. His book On Gratitude inspired the world's largest gratitude list. And Todd, so how can we start cultivating more gratitude in our lives?
That's a great question, Joy. I think a lot of people, when they're asked what they're grateful for, they kind of go blank for a moment. Not your listeners, by the way, who've done an amazing job this morning, which is wonderful. But I think one of the first things we need to do is to just get in the present moment for a minute. It might be as simple as putting your hand on your heart and feeling the cadence of your own body. We can be grateful for that. If we need some cues beyond that, who gave you life? Who encouraged you through a dark time? What flavors do you love? What film or book or song changed your life? What's your perfect day? What's the best gift you've ever received? Who was your favorite teacher or mentor? The most amazing moment from your favorite vacation? The range of things we can be grateful for is virtually infinite. And I think it's really just a matter of coming into the present tense and taking a nice survey of all the things that are going well and right in our lives. You start with one thing. It's like pulling a string on a sweater. Before you know it, you've got 50 things.
Yeah, I love those suggestions because so many different ideas are already floating around in my brain.
Right.
Yeah. And what about today on Thanksgiving? I know that we've had this family tradition where everybody does go around the table and talk about something they're thankful for. But do you have a different idea of how we might express gratitude at the Thanksgiving meal today?
Absolutely. A couple ideas. One thing that's really fun to do, sometimes it inspires great silliness, and other times it brings about a tremendous intimacy, is instead of going around the table where, you know, shy Uncle John doesn't really want to raise his glass and talk in public, have everybody write down on a piece of paper one or two things that they're grateful for, put in a hat, and then give it to the head of the table and have that person read the list out loud. You can get that intimacy or that anonymity can inspire a tremendous amount of vulnerability and honesty, and that can be a really beautiful thing. Like I said earlier, I'm a father to three sons, and one of the things that I love to do is play Thanksgiving catch. And you can play Thanksgiving catch any day of the year. What you do is, you know, if the weather's conducive, go outside with your football, your baseball, whatever you want to play. I am thankful for, and then throw the ball. And then before the person, your son, returns the ball to you, have them tell you something they're thankful for. And you just pass that ball back and forth. You play catch for 15 minutes, and all of a sudden you've made a 50-thing gratitude list.
What a good idea. Yeah, and you get a little bit of outdoor activity, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can have your own Field of Dreams moment.
Well, Terry on Facebook says, I know it's corny, Joy, but I have been blessed with a wonderful family and friends who are like family to me. I am grateful for that. It's not corny, is it?
There's nothing corny about that at all. I was a foster parent for many years, and you have no idea how many of us do not have amazing families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Terry, and happy Thanksgiving. Let's take a call from Jeff in Dorchester, Iowa. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning, Mr. Jensen, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
A couple of gratitudes here from beautiful Northeast Iowa. Referencing one of your previous callers, I'm able to live among those public lands and take advantage of the bounty it offers. I'm grateful for that. And I'm also grateful for being married to the most wonderful woman in the world. Thank you.
Well, well, all right, Jeff, way to go. Yeah, why is she the most wonderful woman in the world? Oh, I guess he's. But that's it's good to throw some kudos out there for your for your wife. Thank you very much, Jeff, for the call. Is there, Jeff, a difference in publicly expressing gratitude and privately? Are they both as beneficial?
Absolutely, I think that. Just keeping your own gratitude list and doing that privately in a journal or on a piece of paper or even just in your own head and heart has all of those health and mental health benefits. But what happens when you express that gratitude, as he did with his wife, it cultivates a sense of connectedness. It really builds relationships. When you say thank you, that creates a soft spot, and from that soft spot, tenderness happens, love happens, intimacy happens, connectedness happens. So absolutely say thank you to people. And it can be as simple as thanking your taxi driver or your cashier at the drugstore, or it can be thank you to my most amazing wife. This is where love happens.
You know, we had a caller who just dropped off, who I know was going to be grateful for the time he had with his wife of 15 years. She passed away, and he wanted to express how grateful he was for the time they had together. And that's very touching. We talked about that a little bit in the last half hour, you know, the gratitude of a connection you might still feel with a loved one who is gone. Some people probably are feeling sad. Holidays sometimes bring that on. That sadness resurfaces because you miss a lost loved one. What advice do you have, Todd, for someone to express gratitude when they're feeling really sad?
Well, I think what your listener did is exactly right. A tremendous first step is be thankful for the time you did have. One of the themes that came about in writing this book that really surprised me was how grateful people are for the hardest moments of their lives, for that violent loss, that sudden plot twist, the things that really stomped their minds, the moments when a loved one passed away, the moments when they were dealing with a health crisis. These are the moments that really, really are a call to action in Joseph Campbell terms, where you've kind of got to stop your mind and go, okay, I just lost this person that I love more than anything in the world, or okay, I might not make it out of this alive.
Mm-hmm.
And who does, really?
Yeah.
And then in that soft space, we can really start to count our blessings. It stunned me, though, at first, to hear how grateful people were for these really, really hard moments. And certainly losing a spouse or a loved one is about the worst we can imagine. But there is gratitude to be found even in that neighborhood.
Yeah. I lost a brother earlier this year. And it was a very, you know, very sad. He died far too young. But one thing that really was touching to me was that a former teacher of his, who I hadn't thought about in years and years and years, I also had this teacher in high school, sent me a card with a remembrance of of you know my brother in her class, and that that was so touching, and I am so grateful that she took the time. You know, this is we're talking 45 years, you know, since he was in school, and she took the time to send that with a message, and she was grateful for something he had done and wanted to express that, and it made his grieving family feel a great deal better just getting it.
I'm so sorry for your loss, first of all, and secondly, what a beautiful thing that teacher did, and it's something that is within our power, no matter our station in life, to give. And that kindness is an act of gratitude in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be able to reach out and connect with somebody, to say thank you, or to simply be there for somebody, is such a gift. And gratitude is intertwined with that, for sure.
We are talking about gratitude, and we are wondering what you are grateful for on this Thanksgiving. Or what do you wish you were more grateful for? Do you need any help in developing your own gratitude list? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or have you developed this attitude of gratitude? You can tell us how it's helped you. You can also send an email, talk@WPR.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking with Todd Aaron Jensen. He is author of On Gratitude. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Happy Thanksgiving. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. 11 minutes before 7 on this Thursday, November 28th. We are talking with Todd Aaron Jensen, journalist, a writer, a yoga teacher, and author of On Gratitude. And we are talking about what we are grateful for on this Thanksgiving. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. One thing I'm grateful for, Todd, is that I am a yoga student and I love yoga. So I am grateful for my yoga instructors and I'm grateful for the practice of yoga. Does that have anything to do with your interest in gratitude?
Oh, believe me, I'm a student too.
Yeah.
They call it a yoga practice for a good reason.
You never quite get it quite right, yes.
There is no quite right. There is no destination. It's all about the journey. And I think if yoga has really offered me anything at all, it's that awareness that there is no perfect, that it's simply practice, all of it. And that includes keeping a gratitude list. When I teach, I often ask my students, you know, why are you here? And many of them find that to be an odd question, but it inevitably leads to a sad story of some kind. You know, I've got a health issue or I'm going through a real crisis in my life. You know, you fall off a cliff and land on a yoga mat. That's the storyline for most of us. And that was certainly the case for me. I mean, I found yoga at the same time all of these other changes were going on in my life about a decade ago. And for sure, it's opened my mind. It's opened my heart. And I know that so many people have a bias against yoga. It's too hard, or I can't do this, or I'm not fit enough, or the yoga pants controversy
yeah.
going on in the country right now. The truth is, all shapes, sizes, ages, you know, my children practice, I practice, my parents can practice. It's okay for anybody.
We have other callers, so let's go to... let's see, Sonette in Lake Geneva. Hi, happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, good morning. Well, I would like to invite everybody in the world who can hear this. Today, every Thanksgiving Day, the Christian Science Church has a one-hour service with, they read the proclamation from the president, the Thanksgiving proclamation. Then they have some Bible readings. And there's a half an hour when anybody who attends can stand up and express their gratitude. And it's a nice way to be able to say thank you in a community. And it's very nice to hear other people's expressions of gratitude. And if they can't, you can find the listings for Christian Science Church on ChristianScience.com on the internet, and it'll tell locations and times. And if they can't come, then every Wednesday night, every evening, Wednesday evening, it's the same thing. And half an hour is given for anyone who attends to be able to stand up and express gratitude. And
what would you, Sonette, be expressing gratitude about today?
Well, I will tell one that I already did express gratitude for, and that was when my children were young, I stayed home. My husband and I said I could stay home and raise the kids, and he would work. So we didn't have much money. And I had this big pile of bills that I didn't have enough money. I sat there with the checkbook, thought, what'll I do? And I said, you know, to myself, I am going to pile up these bills and pray until I am really grateful for these bills. And I'm not going to get up until I'm grateful for these bills. And that seemed impossible. Like, how could I be grateful for more bills than I could pay for? But finally, I started to think of reasons to be grateful. I started with, well, I have a heat bill here, and I am grateful that we have heat, and so forth. Then I thought, you know, all the people who work at the company that provides the heat have jobs, and they need to feed their families, and I'm grateful that they have jobs, and that when I pay my bill, they're going to be very grateful that they still have a job and that they are of service to the community. I went on and on like that.
Wow, what a great attitude.
And then when I paid my bills, I found that I could pay them all, and from then on, every time I paid my bills, I started that way, by making that pile and being grateful before I started to write the checks. And it just changed everything.
Wow. Way to go, Sonette. Todd, what do you think of that?
I'm fired. You just found your new gratitude.
To be grateful for the bills you're paying. But I think that's wonderful. I mean, she tried to take a dark situation and make it brighter. We talked about losing a loved one, which is sad, but I mean, you really were, Todd, you said that you were like a bad country western song with all the sadness in your life at the time you developed your interest in gratitude. There's a lot of people probably out there that are looking out there and saying, well, what is there to be grateful for? The economy isn't great. I don't have a job. There's all this political fighting and division going on in this country and whatever else. What is there to be grateful for? What's your response to that?
Absolutely. I know it's a tough time. A lot of people are having a really tough time right now. My friend Chuck Palahniuk, the author of Fight Club, said that he subscribes to the rock tumbler theory of life, which is that, you know, we get dropped into this rock tumbler of a life, and we get knocked this way and bashed this way and smashed around, and it polishes us. And the idea is, as you're going through there, to be mindful of the experiences you're having, because the gratitude is always there. The author Neil Gaiman, who wrote Sandman and Coraline and a number of best-selling books, he says, in my book on gratitude, he says, both in good fiction and in life, you may not always get what you want, but you will probably get what you need. I think Mick Jagger got there first, but the idea is absolutely true. I mean, it's so easy to play victim in this life, and believe me, I did that for a while 10 years ago. It's so easy to ask the question, why me? But it becomes an irrelevant question when you start counting the things that you do have in your life instead of the things you've lost.
Let's go to Lynn in Eau Claire. Hello, Lynn.
Hello, Joy, and I too lost a brother, a younger brother. It was January 2nd of this year.
And I'm sorry.
Thank you. And I held his hand. I sat death watch, and I held his hand for about 2 days, and I am so grateful for the experience. I feel chosen to hand him back to our mother. And it was so painful, but it was also beautiful. He went easily, and he was miserable, and he was not a happy man. And this is what he wanted. And being there with him took the fear out of passing over for me forever. and it's a moment I will treasure, and I'm thankful for it daily.
Boy, I don't know what to say. Todd?
I'm so sorry for your loss, and what a tremendous gift you both gave and received. That is really powerful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lynn, and for sharing that, and I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. From the very profound to, I'm not going to say trivial, but this, I love this, Bernadette in Milwaukee. What are you grateful for?
I really try to live a life of gratitude. And the important way to remember is just be grateful for very small things. I find my keys. Thank you, God. The door, I opened the door where I couldn't get it open before. Thank you, God. I think it's going back to the real basics. I read a reflection this morning. Carl Sagan said, if you said you baked an apple pie from scratch, then you would have had to invent the universe. And I think, you know, it comes down to why we're here, the whole basic looking at where, what is your purpose, and your purpose is just a sense of glory, a sense of gratitude, because you have been chosen to be part of this world.
I love that she thanks God for finding the keys or opening the jar or the door. Todd?
I'm grateful it was the keys she found. I thought she said, I'm grateful I found my teeth.
Well, leave us, Todd, in our final minute. I wish we had more time. A thought on gratitude.
Gratitude is such a powerful way to combat whatever darkness you're experiencing in your life. And we all deal with it. Like I was saying about yoga, it's practice, but life is practice. Count your blessings. Take stock of the things that are going right in your life, no matter how hard that might be. And give. I mean, today's Thanksgiving, and so we can take that quite literally, Thanksgiving. We can count our blessings. We can say our thanks. But the word giving is really key there. If you're feeling blue, if you're feeling lost, if you're feeling adrift, if you feel you need to connect with other people, volunteer. Give something back.
It's a wonderful place to leave it on this Thanksgiving Day. Todd, thank you so much for being with us. Todd Aaron Jensen, his book is On Gratitude. Thanks to Marika Saval and Christy Taylor for producing the hour.